This short is brought to you by Lens Protocol.
Do people mint these NFTs out of emotion or for the investment, the royalties element?
It's hard. So when I tell people who ask it, that's such a, like, a lot of people ask that question. And the honest answer is that we don't know. Okay. Like, we obviously have it, on our Discord and everything, like, we can see that there are several types of users. There's the user who just, loves Web3 and loves this type of application. There's the user really in it to gain royalties and invest and to flip and to make sure that they win financially. And then there are definitely the user that just love building catalog and owning pieces of music. But it's so hard to say today, like, how big these parts are. And, maybe the ones who are in for the music are just more vocal than the others. Like, it's so hard since we're not collecting that much data, on the people who use this. We don't yet know, like, what is the focus. So I think that, as this grows and this behavior matures, we're going to learn as well, like, where to put the emphasis on product level.
Yeah, because right now we very much focus on the splitting it between the emotional ownership and the financial. I mean, we have one of our biggest whales working for Goldman Sachs that are super bullish on alternative asset music. So he's always preaching about the financial return and the type of assets that are not correlated with the market, because people still listen to music when it's a bear market. But I would say, yeah, we split it and we're trying to figure it out. I mean, we're running basically experiments with every one of our drops.
I mean, what I could say is I can't see this being like a Bloomberg terminal.
You cannot see it.
So, and what I can't see either is this just being like a collectible with no rights attached to it, So I definitely think like we need both on a good level.
Interesting. There are so many rabbit holes to go down after that. I want to ask you guys, like, what's in it for the people that you select to kind of like take a portion of their percentage? And then I guess it's like fractionalizing it, right? And selling it actually at a premium, right? To people who collect the NFTs for the most part, right? Or is there a different model that you guys have in mind?
No, I mean, that is it. So, I mean, we're trying to sell it at a fair price. So that means that, at a certain price level, it makes sense for the seller to sell it, because they get capital up front instead of capital later. But it also makes better sense from an investment standpoint, because it actually has a good deal. So there definitely is a level where you can actually strike a balance and the buyers and sellers can meet. And that's what, we want to do at scale. I definitely don't see at this stage, we don't want any part to get screwed. But the other factor here, we'll see how that develops with the marketplace wars. But obviously, the seller gets royalties on every secondary trade. So, that is an aspect that you can bring in to actually get a better deal for the initial sales, right?
Got it.
Which is a good factor as well.
What's up, guys? Thank you for listening. If you've gotten this far, then you are a champ, and I owe you a free listener pin. Go to adamlevy.io/NFT, fill in your info, and I'll distribute the NFT towards the end of the season. By collecting your pin, you prove your contribution to the season and get exclusive access to content, allow lists, and more. So be sure to collect yours. Also, please make sure to rate and subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening. This helps me out so much. And finally, hit me up on Twitter @LevyChain. I want to hear what you're building, the latest crowdfund you're trying to complete, or if you simply want to chat. I love talking about where crypto meets the creator economy, and it's no different if it's coming from you directly. So thanks again for your support. It means the world, and I'll see you on the next episode.